I want to be very clear. More than 10,000 Russian military boots are on the Ukrainian soil. And in addition, about 30,000 of Russian-led terrorists trained by Russian CSB and Russian army.
So what's it going to take to get rid of them?
Well, we expected that this so-called Minsk deal could be a good way how to de-escalate the situation, and we still believe that this is the only solution. But in order to make this solution viable and in order to implement the Minsk deal, we need to underpin diplomatic efforts with the strong, durable Ukrainian military. And we need to retain unity between the EU and the US, and to act boldly, wisely, and in concert against the Russian-led aggression.
What's the bottom line message you're bringing to the United States right now? I assume you want lethal military equipment. Based on everything I'm hearing, the U.S. doesn't want to do that. But what's your bottom line request?
To send a strong signal that Ukrainian nation is united, that we want to succeed, that we've been fighting for the European values, for our freedoms and liberties. That's everything what the United States stands for. So we have to do it jointly to make this world better and to make Ukraine a success story.
And tell our viewers here in the United States, in North America, why this should matter to them right now.
This matters to the globe. You are the leader of the free world. The United States is a country of real democracy, of real freedoms and liberties. So you are to defend the world, and you are to protect the world, and you are to support Ukraine as we stick to the same values and to the same ideas.